Christmas time at the children's homes and orphanages supported by Bread and Water for Africa in Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe is a joyous time for all the children and youth living there, thanks in no small part to the supporters of Bread and Water for Africa. And with Christmas Day just a few days away, dozens of those at the Watoto wa Africa, WWA, Children of Africa, Orphanage in Tanzania, the Kabwata Orphanage in Zambia, and the Lorado Children's Home in Zimbabwe are as excited as a child in the U.S. to see what Santa brings them, thanks to the supporters of Bread and Water for Africa. In 2025, more than 448 children lived in the orphanages and children's homes supported by Bread and Water for Africa, including 139 at the WWA Orphanage, 284 at Kabwata Orphanage, and 25 at Lorado Children's, including dozens more living with extended families and in foster care. Throughout the year, we have worked with our orphan care partners to ensure those in their care receive 3 nutritious, filling meals daily, have a warm bed to sleep in at night, receive the health care they need, and have the opportunity to attend school and complete their education. And at this very special time of the year, we provide grant funding to our partners to enable them to purchase small gifts and host Christmas parties with festive meals, something they will never forget. At the Kabwata Orphanage, founder and director Angela Mianda reports that every year she hosts a Christmas party with gifts from a secret Santa, ensuring each child and youth receives at least one very nice present and enjoys a festive Christmas meal. For those celebrating their very first Christmas at Kabwata, the day is described as nothing short of magical as they open the very first present they have ever received, selected specially for them. At the WWA Orphanage, the children who live there are happy to have a place to belong, and Christmas Day is just icing on the cake. Following a Christmas celebration there a few years ago, 15-year-old Benjamin, who lives at WWA Orphanage, noted that, "Christmas is the celebration that we celebrate for the birth of Jesus. I became happy that I played with my friends and received different gifts." Janet, 17, is another who is thankful to have a place to live and the opportunity to attend secondary school, commented, "On this day, we celebrated together with our friends. We ate a lot and drank together. Also, we received many gifts." Last year at the WWA Orphanage, thanks to the supporters of Bread and Water for Africa, not only did the dozens of children there enjoy a festive Christmas party, but director Josephat Kirutu noted that the home invited children from 4 other orphanages to join in the celebration for a total of nearly 500 children and youth, which included a meal of beef and chicken masala, spaghetti, and plenty of vegetables and fruits. This year, with grant funding from Bread and Water for Africa, Josephat is hosting a Christmas party with special food, decorations, and activities for the children, which also explains the significance of the event that will include small gifts such as clothing and educational materials. Following Christmas last year at the Kabwata Orphanage for 89 children, including 51 girls and 38 boys, Simambo Mianda reported that the children at the home have always appreciated and look forward to Christmas time. "This is always bringing joy to them. These are memories that will never fade. They all build a memory lane, a special moment for them." And Simambo adds, "Our program is a lifeline for vulnerable children, providing not only basic necessities like food, shelter, and education, but also fostering hope, resilience, and a sense of belonging. Your support not only ensures the well-being of the children, but also reinforces the foundation upon which we can build a brighter, more stable future for them." Merry Christmas from the Children's Home in Kiswahili. Krismasi Njema, Hedi ya Krismasi.